Diary, June 1896. Kurrenbong, Australia. June 6th to 19th, 1896. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales. I was quite sick all day Friday. My head pained, back of eyes. It was a sharp pain. I used pulverized charcoal put in a cotton cloth bag the size required, wet with hot or cold water, and kept it on the parts affected. Took sitz bath at night. Slept well. This morning my head is somewhat relieved. I have rheumatic pains in right shoulder, across kidneys, and on left side. Dictate words for Marion to write for me. Wednesday, June 17th, 1896. Wednesday, May. Lacey and W.C. White and Ellen G. White rode to the depot at Morissette. The road was bad, but the atmosphere clear and reviving. We had a precious opportunity of conversing and reading letters on the way. W.C. White was on his way to meet and have an interview with brother and sister Starr, who were returning to Queensland, the field of labor which they left to come to Sydney to labor, and to attend the Bible Institute held in Kurrenbong. We had plans to talk over and settle as to what shall be done in the advancing of the work here. We have made some important decisions which we will now work to, trusting in the Lord to give us his blessing, which means success. We have every worker diligently employed in various lines to keep the paper supplied with articles. I seek to wrote upon subjects which will do the churches the most good. Marion's hope is to find something that she can use in the book Life of Christ. We have now a large family of 13, and it takes considerable food to supply them. We furnish 4 quarts of milk to W.C. White's family daily, sometimes more, and 1 quart or 3 pints of milk to Brother McCann, who is working on the land. His son Robert and the father have the use of my tent and have volunteered to work for me to pay for £7 I loaned them 2 years ago. We find them in want of provisions. They are working out their indebtedness because they are anxious to do this. We supply a family, Brother Lawrence's, 1 quart of milk per day, and still another family 1 quart. My eyes trouble me, but I am thankful that at my age, 69 years, I can write. I have been oft unable to sleep after 2 o'clock. Sometimes I arise and write at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. I am compelled to keep my bed, awake or asleep, these cold, frosty mornings, until 3 or 4 o'clock. I have suffered much with pain in back of left eye, and with pain in left cheekbone. I am obliged to shade the eye, and I fear I must be compelled to cease using it by lamplight. My heart is full of matter I am longing to write out. The truth burns in my soul like fire. I must trace the words upon paper. How can I forbear? Sarah and I went to Dora Creek to meet Willie at the station. He came from Newcastle. We enjoyed conversing together as we rode up from Dora Creek to our home. The air is getting sharp at 4 and 5 o'clock a.m. Had heavy frost this morning. Willie was very much gratified with his interview with Brother Starr, for it will save him a large amount of writing and the postage, which is not a small item in our mail business. June 19th, 1896. Slept more hours last night than I have done in any one night since coming to Australia. 8 hours. Wonderful for me. Retired at 8:30 and slept until 4:30. I feel thankful to my Heavenly Father for this much time in sleep. I found the ground covered with frost, and it seemed to be frozen. I am thankful for the precious rest I am having in sleep, thankful for the clearness of mind the Lord has given me. Oh, I so much desire to glorify my Redeemer with pen and voice, with heart and soul. I am writing upon subjects which stir every fiber of my being. The pre-existence of Christ. How invaluable is this truth to the believer? How full of mightiness and power! What solid rock foundation we stand upon if our faith is centered in Him who was from the beginning, and yet humbled Himself to humanity and gave His precious life to save a perishing world.